I think this was 2007, and I was playing in a baseball tournament in Cooperstown, New York. And if you know Cooperstown, it's synonymous with the Baseball Hall of Fame. And the timing of it worked out really nicely because Cardinals baseball player Bruce Sutter was being inducted into the Hall of Fame. So I played my tournament. We were awful. And my dad and I stayed around a few more days to be able to go to the induction of Bruce Sutter into the Hall of Fame. So, of course, we went through the Hall of Fame, and we got to see all the greats, the people that I had read books about, the men who played valiantly in the Major League Baseball, like the more recent guys, the older guys who you'd never heard of, all of them enshrined in a certain way. And I remember coming away from that whole experience, seeing Bruce Sutter inducted, I remember thinking, I'm like really bad at baseball compared to these guys. But I want to be good at baseball. Like I want to be excellent as they are excellent. And when we think about All Saints Day, this feast day is in some ways less about all of the saints who have gone before us. But the church has really had this as a feast day for us, that we would be the people that longs to see your face, that we would look upon all the saints who have gone before us and say, maybe holiness is for me too. Maybe in my vocation as mother or father, as husband and wife, maybe in my vocation as student, whatever, brother and sister, that maybe holiness is for me as well. That God, I do desire to see your face. We're reminded in John's letter today, beloved, see what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called the children of God. How much love has God bestowed on us by welcoming us into his family? And a good mom and a good dad never want to see their kids go astray, that they constantly labor in love to bring the family into one. See what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called the children of God. Yet so we are. And if we are children, then we're called to be with God our Father. When Jesus ascends the mountaintop, we hear that after he comes, he sits down and all of his disciples start streaming to him. That there's something alluring, something beautiful, something magnetic about the personality of Jesus, that his disciples come to him, and then he shares with them what it means to be blessed, to live a blessed life. And that word blessed is, maybe we can be a little bit confused about it, but what it means is to be completely fulfilled in our roles, completely fulfilled by using my talents, my gifts, my responsibilities to be able to honor the Lord. Blessed are you when you're poor in spirit, when you mourn, when you're meek, when you hunger and thirst for righteousness, when you are merciful to those, when you are clean of heart, when you make peace. Blessed are you when you're persecuted for the sake of righteousness. And there's a paradox in all of it. It's like, I don't necessarily want to be poor in spirit. I don't want to be merciful when somebody's acted against me. And yet, Jesus calls us to this because his way of living is different than the world's. That John, again, in this letter, he says, the world does not know us because it did not know him. That the world pushed against Jesus. The world murdered Jesus in cold blood. And that we're called to follow that same pattern of life. I love this dynamic that Jesus ascends the mountain. And on this Feast of All Saints Day, we hear in Revelation about the mountain that is the new and heavenly Jerusalem, that Jesus still sits atop the mountain, the Lamb of God slain for you and for me. And of all the men and women who have been in our positions from years, centuries past, the men and women who have been drawn by his magnetic, alluring personality, that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and that we're called to the same thing, that holiness is not beyond us. Being saints is not beyond us. Lord, we are the people who long to see your face, to be enshrined in your heavenly host, that our names at your baptism already are written in the book of life. Lord, this is the people that longs to see your face.